plagued a potential nugget.
But before that, you touched upon storytelling, right? And that's something that I've always been passionate about in terms of how do we inculcate that skill. And the reason I mention it is I sort of grew up in the school of brevity. As a consultant, you're always told, get to the point, start with the answer first, the whole pyramid principle, here's the answer, and by the way, here's how we got there. And almost pushes you in the other direction where you start valuing people's time and so on and so forth, which is logically great, but somewhere I realized that to touch an emotion or to build a connect, stories are powerful. So one is, two questions here actually. One is, I'd be curious on your take on how do you think about the trade-off here? Is there a trade-off at all? And how do you think about it is number one. And number two, how do people build the muscles? I mean, you're a great storyteller. You do it in your books, you do it in your speeches. But how does the aam aadmi build the storytelling muscle? What are some of the lessons? What do you do and what are some of the lessons you've learned?
Yeah, sure. So the first question first. It's a mistake to think that there's a trade-off between having a coherent, logical approach to an argument versus telling a story.
Hmm.
I think in an ideal scenario, you have fairly sound logic and a coherent argument to make. But if you just stayed with the logic, you'd probably not be as effective as if you were able to wrap this around in a story.
Hmm.
Okay. So a great story without the logic being right won't really be, terribly powerful. I think the mistake people make is to think just a story would do.
Correct.
And the mistake that a lot of consultants might make, could be to believe that, we are really here. It's, cut to the chase, and here's what the story is all about. Here's what the meat
the
is.
The messages, yeah.
Here's what the message is. Here's the logic. I think the point is that we are, we all like logic, but we don't always buy it. We are all emotional at one level. We want to remember. We want to be told in a nice way. And I think stories have this ability to connect a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Stories are also very powerful in terms of just being able to retain the message, to be more memorable.
Mm-hmm.
I think stories can go a long way in helping. Stories are also a good way to kind of make messages more palatable.
Mm-hmm.
Very often what happens is, if you tell someone you are like this and this is the problem with your business or this is what you need to do, you're constantly trying to be on the back foot defending your business, defending yourself.
Hmm.
But if you can move this to a story about another world, another place, suddenly you've got my interest and my buy-in.
Got it.
And I can now see what's happening out there. And maybe the message now gets in that what worked for them might work for me. And I'm more willing to kind of take it.
Fascinating. It's almost like transport people to a parallel world and then distill lessons back and apply it back to the situation at hand.
It takes a consultant to then be able to say it rightly. Thanks, yeah.
Can't tell stories, but I can sort of paraphrase stories.
Yeah.
And the other question, Prakash, which is about how do you get people to be good storytellers? What do you do and what's been your experience in enabling others to be good storytellers?
So I think there's a storyteller inside each of us.
Right.
We all love to tell stories. So I guess the first bit would be for us as leaders to recognize that, hey, there is a story that I'd like to tell, and maybe it's an effective way to get my message across.
Mm-hmm.
I then try and tell leaders that there are, five or six stories that leaders must learn to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that stories are all around us.
Sure.
You just need to look. And leaders themselves are often surprised when they start looking. There are so many stories that they find. And then I help them with the idea that once you have the story, don't worry too much about, how to tell the story or how to craft the story. That's the easy bit. The real positive in all this is really the fantastic stories that are around waiting to be told.
Hmm.
And once a leader gets his or her hands around that story, the rest becomes fairly easy. And I think leaders then start enjoying it. And then they discover that, what started off as 1, 2, and 3 stories suddenly has become 5 and 10. And that works well in an organizational context, I think.
And actually, just to persist with that, again, I've heard a lot of people talk about the role of storytelling in building culture, right? And a lot of organizations use that in a pretty effective way. And one of my friends was telling me, actually, CSO now stands for
Storytelling
Chief
Officer.
Storytelling Officer and not Chief Strategy Officer anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's been your experience in the role of stories in, let's say, building a culture in a company?
Yeah.
I would love your perspectives.
I think organizations are now discovering something that employees always knew.
Hmm.
So if you think about it, if you were in a canteen, what's the water cooler gossip all about? It's about stories. So employees have been telling each other stories for years. If you look at how do people think of their bosses, they tell stories. How do they think of what the organization is all about? They tell stories. What leaders can now do is to try and say, hey, how can we ensure that we have the right kind of stories that are being shared?
Right.
And if you don't share the stories, people will find their own stories in any case.
Hmm.
So what storytelling can do from a culture building perspective is to try and make culture come alive, to try and sensitize people to what this place is really all about. And I think if leaders learn to tell those stories, they'll figure that they can use storytelling to dramatically alter what culture looks like in that place, to also make culture come alive. Mm-hmm. You know, I like it that, you know, great leaders, what they do is they find other people who are doing the things that the culture of this business is all about, and then they tell stories about it.
Got it.
And at another level, what they do is to do those things which their culture is supposed to be all about, and then tell the world about it.
Got it.
In both cases, it's first making sure somebody's doing it and then talking about it. And that's really what stories can do.
Got it. Very interesting. I was talking to, back to your point about everyday observation, one of my earlier guests was a stand-up comedian called Papa CJ.
Mm-hmm. Great guy.
Lovely, lovely guy. And as we were exploring the conversation, I realized that a lot of stand-up actually, when one thinks about it, is actually about stories around daily life. It's about the small irritant and sort of trying to do a story around it or a joke around it, which is about really having that keen eye for detail, but coupled with the ability to sort of share it with a wider group in a compelling way.
Very true.
I was recently talking to the country head of J&J Consumer, and we got talking about the credo, which was crafted about 75 years back, and which still forms a core part of how J&J runs its business. When I asked him about how they ensure that it stood the test of time, he brought it back to the role of storytelling in building a culture that lives by the credo. One of my earlier guests, Captain Raghu Raman, who'd come from the army and now is in the private world, spoke lucidly about the role of storytelling in building culture in the armed forces when new recruits are inducted into a unit. If that's a topic of interest, you should look up that as well. That's Nugget 3.08 for quick reference. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play the Potential.